I want to apologize to y'all. I've been awake since Saturday morning. Okay, so I'm going on, I guess, 48 hours, and I'm numb all over. If I seem like a grouch, I'm sorry. We still had to adjourn the other meeting. Now we're going to call to order. Andrew, are you ready to go back on? We have to do another meeting.
It goes in that basket.
Pass that down to the basket.
Take use of our time.
I'm sorry. Regina, we were on. All right. Okay, let's come back to order. This is a notice of public hearing of the Commissioners Court of Upshur County, Texas for Monday, August 31, 2020. It is 10:25 a.m. at the conclusion of the regular meeting, which has been adjourned. We're now going to go into this meeting. It's a public hearing for the Commissioner's Court to conduct concerning the fiscal year 2021 budget and tax rate. Is there anybody here on the public that signed up to speak to us about this issue? Okay. Do any of the commissioners have anything they want to say on the budget we've been working on?
Insurance still coming to do their presentation.
They're coming on the 15th.
They'll be up here September 15th. There was a question about the county insurance representative making a presentation. Just for those of you that don't know, what we're proposing to do is not increase the tax rate and leave it at 61.5 cents. Which is the current tax rate. If we do that, the actual money will, the budget will actually increase by about $287,000. The budget that we're working on and that we're nearly through with meets all of our needs. It doesn't grant too many things extra. It does grant Mr. Jordan. You're already working on the batwing mowers?
Yes, sir.
It would also add to the county reserve, which I call the piggy bank, approximately $270,000, which we're trying to increase our fund balance, which that would take us to $3.9 million to nearly $4 million. Ms. Williams is not here today to talk to us about the budget because she's in quarantine due to COVID-19. And where we left off, we were, but I'm not here to pull any scabs off wounds. We were still doctoring whether or not to change the gasoline allowance and salaries of the Upshur County JPs. So that's still a work in progress, but no matter how that comes out, it's probably not going to change the bottom line of the budget, and it probably won't change the bottom line of the amount we add to the reserve. I was reading in the paper yesterday, and this is a compliment to Ms. Williams, that Gregg County had to dip into their reserves $2.1 million to make ends meet this time. So at least Ms. Williams doesn't have us dipping into our reserves. We're still gradually adding to them, but she's on a program to keep that going to try to build that fund balance up. It needs to be, she wants a 6-month reserve. So it's just a bad situation for everybody, but apparently, at least percentage-wise, it's not hitting us as bad as some of the urban counties. We talked about last time, the city of Kilgore has really taken a bloody beating. I think they had to reduce their budget from $21 million to like 16 and a half, and I don't know how the guy did that. So anyway, that's where we're at, the current tax rate that's going to stay the same. Now's not the time to certainly raise the tax rate with people hurting. And we're just hoping and praying that we collect the revenue from the taxes that'll be due. The auditor was afraid there for a while that Governor Abbott may give people a grace period and tell them they don't have to worry about paying their taxes on time. But that hadn't happened. It can't happen because we can't make ends meet otherwise.
Any pay raises in the budget?
I don't think so. I don't remember. I don't think so. There was. Who got a pay raise?
The court reporter, district court.
Okay.
Reporter.
Judge Fowler adjusted the auditor's pay scales and the official court reporter. And he has, that is his bailiwick, and we can't do anything about that. But I don't know how much it is. I don't have Ms. Williams here today. That he's trying to bring them in line with what other counties of a similar size are being paid. And so that's not in this court's gift to add to or detract from those salaries.
So he raised all those?
He raised.
Certificate of certification pay.
He did. And I'm still working on the budget to try to increase the vehicle allowances for the Upshur County JPs. And some of them are here this morning. I'm not promising you too much, but I'm working on it. And the court, I remember this court, I think it knows what you're up against. But I look to increase the vehicle allowances of the JPs by a modest amount, what I would consider modest. Mr. Jordan?
A few courts ago, Ms. Means with EBS mentioned that she had come up with a program dealing with Medicare parts that could possibly save the county $300,000 on her insurance. Has that been addressed anymore?
We have a meeting on the 15th.
It'll be on the 15th? Thank you.
Now, I want to reiterate about what she's trying to do to save us money, to the point y'all are probably sick and tired of hearing it from me. And I can just speak for one guy. I'm for saving money when we can. We have made some gains with the prescription benefit because we went around the middleman. And so now, at least people that get their prescriptions from Pete Powers at the med shop, a lot of those is not a copay, and he makes a little more money, and we save a lot of money because we're not paying a percentage to this middleman anymore. But we have not, and I would never suggest mandating where people have to go to a pharmacy. Not doing that. It's just the word's out. If you don't want to pay a copay, you can go to the med shop, and chances are you won't have any copay, and it saves us a lot of money. Sheriff Webb's done a bunch of stuff to save money down there in the jail on prescription drugs. But back to the Medicare issue, I'm not for requiring anybody that works for us to change from their county health insurance, okay? And so as far as I'm concerned, and I'm just one of the five, I'm for like morphing that in as you take in new hires. Okay, that's different when a new person comes to work and you tell them, okay, you're going to have insurance. But when you're eligible for Medicare and your spouse is, the deal is they will have to go on Medicare at that time. I'm for gradually putting that in, and I'm for people voluntarily doing it if they want to, but I'm not for mandating that anybody do that that currently works for us. I've been opposed to that since before I got elected to this office. And I've said before, I'm not going to jerk the rug out from under anybody. And even though maybe it's not jerking the rug, I'm not going to try to mandate where they go to a doctor. And we're doing that a little bit, but we're saving money because you save more if you use in-network people than out. But we need to wait till the insurance person's here at the next meeting on the 15th.
It's actually the 8th, unless she's going to discuss that.
The 8th?
The 8th, yes, sir.
Okay.
The 8th, not the 15th.
Oh, is the hearing till the 8th?
Yes, sir.
No.
Just the meeting.
A Medicare meeting with the insurance lady, and oh, she would contact the people that needed to be in attendance.
Okay.
For Medicare.
The 15th is a hearing on both the budget and the tax rate.
Yes, sir. And it's the regular commissioner's court meeting.
So there'll be two, Philip, there'll be two. There'll be one on the 8th and one on the 15th regarding insurance.
I'm trying to think of something else good to say.
How much did you say the total budget is at this point?
Man, throwing me them hard questions, you know?
About $17 million with insurance.
But one thing the public needs to know, Philip, when you dedicate funds from a budget to go into the health insurance column, they can't come back out. So the auditor has projected what she thinks she'll need, and so we're certainly not overfunding that area, but we're not underfunding it either. But you don't want to put too many apples in that cart because you can't go get them if you need them for something. So Texas is very unlike the feds are with our Social Security. To the Congress, the Social Security Fund's a deal to raid, play with, borrow money from, hawk it, write us letters saying it's going to be broke by the time y'all retire. Texas doesn't do that. So whatever we dedicate to the health insurance fund stays there. Now, if you don't spend it all, then that's less you have to dedicate the next year in that column. But you can't go bar it back and say, hey, medical expenses were $250,000 less this year than last, so take the money and fund something else. You can't do that.
So, in other words, by state law, the health insurance budget, once it is approved, cannot be lowered.
Right. It can't be lowered, and it can't be defunded either. You can't transfer money out of there for something else.
Okay.
If the courthouse burned down, you cannot go borrow money from that fund to put up a pup tent to have court.
Okay.
Okay, anybody else? Speak now, forever hold your peace. All right, I guess we're ready to adjourn then.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. We adjourn this meeting. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion, we're adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Todd.